Welcome to It's All in the Words, created by Sue Middleton, a middle school language arts teacher who loves words. This is podcast number one, titled Adverbs. Today we will be looking at words as tools for writers to allow the sharing of their ideas with others. When we focus on the sharing of ideas, we must think description, examples, and details. That's where adverbs, those pesky parts of speech, become our best friends. So the first thing to study in our toolbox are adverbs that make actions come alive, hurriedly, roughly, smartly, or give smells their distinctive fragrance, stinking, unbelievably, foully, sounds their volume, loudly, softly, silently, taste their connections to our tongue, bitterly, acidly, sweetly, and touch the different feels that we experience, roughly, softly, and painfully. Adverbs also tell us where and when something is done. Think of basic adverbs as the how, where, and when words. In other words, they describe the manner, quickly, place, here, or time, yesterday, of an action. Besides describing verbs, adverbs also describe adjectives or other adverbs. You will hear the ly rule, that is, that adverbs usually end in ly. That is not always true, and many words with ly on the end are not even adverbs. So while that is a quick first assessment as you look for adverbs, do not think of it as a rule. The best way to tell if a word is an adverb is to try making a question for which the answer is the word. If the question uses how, where, or when, then the answer is probably an adverb. John ran slowly down the road. How did John run? Slowly tells how he ran. John is going to stop here. Where is John going to stop? Here tells the place where John is going to stop. John answered all the questions yesterday. When did John answer the questions? Yesterday tells when he answered the questions. In the following short description, I will leave out the adverbs. Let's see what the reader would be missing. Fred danced. His feet were touching the ground. He had scored a perfect score on his tough science exam. His semester grade would rise to an A. His mother would be happy and give him a hug and a smile. She would allow him to pick the celebration dinner. He was thinking pizza. He could feel the hot cheese on his tongue as he tried to gobble the largest piece. Or, does this version give you a better picture of happy Fred? Fred merrily danced away. His feet were barely touching the ground. He had amazingly scored a perfect score on his terrifically tough science exam. His semester grade would now rapidly rise to an A. His mother would be so happy and willingly give him a hug and smile proudly. Perhaps she would also allow him to pick the celebration dinner. He was joyfully thinking pizza. He could almost feel the burning hot cheese on his tongue as he tried to quickly gobble down the largest piece. So, when you write for description, load adverbs in that toolbox for description. Until next time, when we add to the toolbox, this is Sue Middleton saying, it's all in the words. Happy writing. The music on this program was provided by Sounds Abound, located at soundsabound.com.